When you close your eyes and think of Christmas, the words fun, food, family, and faith may come to mind, along with the many memories of Christmases past. But what if you kept your eyes closed and envisioned things like a treadmill, sweat, the clanking of weights, and the whir of a blender as it crushes and mashes a morning shake in the most unashamedly un-Christmas-like fashion? Sounds like a nightmare? Well, let's look at it this way. Christmas is just enough of a season for some serious damage to be done to all our fitness efforts earlier in the year. Yes, remember those? So follow along as we share some Christmas fitness tips to keep you on track right into the new year. Earlier this year, the Ministry of Health launched the Jamaica Moves program to get Jamaicans more involved in physical activity. An effective way to maintain fitness through physical activity while incorporating a healthy diet is through exercise at a gym and/or at home. Personal trainer, acting president of the Bodybuilding Association of Jamaica and owner of Fit Farm Fitness Club, Audrey Allwood, says one of the most important things is control, especially given the temptations Christmas brings.
You can still indulge a little, of course. You can just don't overdo it. You can have your cake and your sorrel and your ham, same way, but a small amount. Portion control. You don't have to deprive yourself. You can enjoy the Christmas and have that, but in small portion. And if you can keep active also, like still come to the gym and do some exercise, walk, do some walking, some push-ups, some whatever you can do at home also.
Miss Allwood says using areas such as the staircase at home can be beneficial to keeping the body in check during the festivities. Stairs are excellent for cardiovascular workouts, and by climbing the stairs multiple times, heart rate can be increased, which helps to burn calories. Manager at Fit Farm Fitness Club, Leslie Chin, says gyms offer a wide variety of training programs such as aerobics, Zumba, and spin classes to achieve the body goals of its members. He also stresses that each person's body is different and results will vary depending on the type of workouts used and for how long.
Our bootcamp is going to be targeting that stubborn fat around the waistline. People always have problems taking off the weight after the holidays, you know. So we are going to be targeting people during that time in January, about mid-January, to help people to take off that stubborn body fat.
Now here are a few tips to help you work out around the house. Before working out, it is essential to warm and stretch muscles so as to prevent injuries in the process. Warming up and stretching can incorporate jogging on the spot to induce blood flow and sweat, and stretching the arms, legs, thighs, and sides. You can also use 2 full water bottles and do jumping jacks to isolate and work muscles. Squats and sit-ups, easy to do on a carpeted floor in the bedroom or living room, can help to isolate the abdominal muscles and muscles in the buttocks and thighs. For persons without as much yard space, so long as you're in a space as wide as the span of your outstretched arms and without obstacles, then running in that spot can work just the same. It's important to follow a plan which could outline how many sets to complete within a session. Generally, 3 sets of jumping jacks are good, with 25 to 100 repetitions in each set. Dresses, for example, are great for doing push-ups, as they make the process easier than going fully to the ground. Whether one works out at the gym or at home, results are heavily dependent on the person and the exercises they do. Let's bear in mind this holiday season that a balanced diet, controlled portions, and exercising regularly go hand in hand toward achieving optimal health and fighting non-communicable diseases.
Amira, come here please.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be spending Christmas with the Clark family again this year.
Oh, wow! Last year was so much fun. I can't wait.
Give the gift of family this holiday season. The Child Development Agency invites Jamaicans to provide a temporary home for one of the 4,700 children living in state care. Call 948-284122 or visit cda.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.